So we begin our session with adjusting our posture and regulating our breathing and bringing our mind under control. So feel your the sitting bones on the cushion and your knees and your feet, and bring your awareness into your whole body. Begin the breathing into the belly, and then the mid region and the upper chest. And begin to feel your body's like it's hollow. And as you exhale, you can imagine that the energy is flowing down the arms and the legs and out the head. The jaw is relaxing, the eyes are relaxing, ears relaxing. If your mind is particularly busy, when you exhale, you can imagine that all that busyness is being sucked down to the base of your spine, and as you exhale, it just discharges into the center of the earth. And if your mind's kind of tired and sluggish, then you do the opposite and you concentrate more on the crown of your head. And as you breathe in bright light and bring the energy up. Or in neutralizing ways, just feel the body filling up with the breath, kind of focusing the focal point in the heart and allowing yourself to kind of relax into that sense of loving kindness for yourself and all beings. If the mind is just kind of generally tense, as you breathe in, just imagine you're breathing in light and it touches all those tiny little atoms of tension and breaks them open, kind of separating that intensity. So that the inner environment feels more spacious. If this makes sense, you kind of allow your with your mind's or with your feeling sense, just touch that intensity, that kind of agitation. It's almost like the atoms are moving too fast. And just accept it and just let it be there with the inhale and then the exhale, and you just imagine it separating. Not really doing anything with it, just being with it. One of Thich Nhat Hanh's preliminary exercises is thinking that when you breathe in, you relax. You think, I breathe in, I relax. Breathe out, I feel safe. Then we take a moment to then generate this bodhicitta mind or motivation. And knowing that the doorway to liberation and enlightenment is through the devoting ourselves to the virtuous friend and to the practice, and to just love virtue, just the good feeling that comes from just purely being virtuous, refraining from harm to ourselves and others, and wishing all others to be well and enlightened. And so we generate the refuge visualization in the space in front of us, and an eight-petaled jewel lotus arising out of emptiness on a moon disk is Vaitara. Sitting in with the right leg extended and the right hand in the mudra of granting refuge, the left at her heart holding the stem of the plow flower with the already finished blossom, the full blossom, and the blossom that's coming for past, present, future Buddhas. On her crown is Amitayas. She has eyes in her hands and her feet, and a third eye. And the four petals. In the front are all the mandala deities. To her right and to our left are all the Buddhas of the thousand Buddhas of this age. Behind her are all the Dharma texts. On the left are all the bodhisattvas. And generating, remembering why we take refuge, how much we need to get out of this situation where we're constantly cycling from birth to birth. Having a mind that's always agitated, elements that are never in balance. Not always agitated, but often agitated. Constantly being blown by the winds of karma. Ignorant and self-cherishing, self-preoccupied. Preventing us from being really able to be the best we can to help others, thinking about all the other people's beings, sufferings. We want to take refuge and generate bodhicitta. So before we recite the refuge formula, we can just imagine that we can take refuge without words by just feeling the blessing coming in with our in-breath. I was saying before, you know, breathing in, I relax, and breathing out, I feel safe and protected. And breathing in, I experience renunciation. Breathing out, I can give that to all sentient beings. Breathing in, I develop bodhicitta. Breathing out, I give that to all sentient beings. Breathing in, I experience emptiness. Breathing out, I give that to all sentient beings. So just with a simple breathing practice, we can fill our minds and bodies with inspiration and share that with all beings. And Allowing the light, the white nectars and rays pouring in, purifying all our obscurations. With the inhale and the exhale going out to all sentient beings, purifying them. Then we change the color to yellow and imagine all the realizations of the Lum Rim pouring into us. Guru devotion, perfect tuning, rebirth, death and impermanence, sufferings of the lower realms, karma, refuge, sufferings in general, Four Noble Truths, how delusions arise. The advantages of cherishing others, the disadvantages of cherishing ourselves, all the six perfections, total realization of emptiness, the ability to develop Shine and generation stage and completion stage, everything pouring into us. And out to others, that we just become a body of light, a sieve that receives from the Buddhas and gives to others, filling ourselves up with confidence, good sense, a healthy ego, not over-exaggerated, not under-exaggerated, but just a healthy sense that I can do this, I can get enlightened. Being healed of all our psychological wounding, physical hindrances. Just completely letting go into empty space. Not nihilism, but emptiness. Within this, with one part of our mind remembering that, we recite the refuge formula just once, and then again we'll meditate on as best we can on emptiness, because that's the ultimate refuge. I and all living beings, as extensive as space, from today on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus. Take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas. Take refuge in the holy Dharma. Take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady White Tara, the wish-fulfilling jewel, wheel of the complete entourage of deities. And then again, just breathing in all that protection and Dharma realizations and giving them out to sentient beings. imagining what it's like to be just a conduit, you know, for Buddha activity. So that everything that we do and think benefits sentient beings. And say, then we can continue reading. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru and the three precious jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind stream. Feeling those blessings continuing to pour in. Then we read the generating the mind of enlightenment in order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha for the sake of all living beings. I will enter into the sadhana of the White Tower, the wish-fulfilling jewel. So just continuing breathing in the blessings and giving them out to all beings, knowing that this is a refuge in bodhicitta. Thinking again, I must attain enlightenment. I can't waste my life in meaningless activities. I must make every dharma, make every action cause for enlightenment, because beings are suffering so much. It's up to me. I must become a Buddha. So for that reason, I need to be healed, and I need long life. We need to clear away all the physical and mental, spiritual obstacles to being able to meditate on the generation and completion stage practices and enter and abide the winds in the central channel and meditate on the union of bliss and emptiness at the center of the heart drop. And for this we need help. And so that's why we're doing the Tara practice. So then we'll turn to page 5 and read the prostrations. Gods and asuras with their crowns bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to the Marlatara, the one who rescues from all the needs. Then we read the Bodhisattva vows. I take refuge in the three jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha, in order to benefit all living beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the cause of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. May all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close, and aversion for those they keep distant. Then we dissolve into emptiness with the Sabhava mantra. Om Sabhava Shuddha Sava Dharma Sabhava Shuddha Aham. So take a moment to do the analysis on emptiness. Out of emptiness, from the syllable Pam, comes a white lotus. And from an a moon disc, on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of a white syllable Tam that emanates rays of light. So these rays of light go out and accomplish the two purposes. They make offerings to all the Buddhas, and they offer Dharma to all the sentient beings. Bringing all the sentient beings to enlightenment, and then those offerings go to them as well. And the light collects back, dissolving into the Tam, which dissolves and arises as the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel, Vayatara. White body, one face, and two arms. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving. My left hand is at my heart and holds between the thumb and ring finger the stem of an upala flower that blossoms at the level of my ear. It has three blossoms, the center one in full bloom, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left not yet opened. These three symbolize the Buddhas of the three times. I am adorned with jewel ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. At my crown is a white om, at my throat is a red a, and at my heart is a blue hum. At my heart on a moon disc is the white syllable Tam, which emanates rays of light, inviting from the Patala Buddha field in the south the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel, surrounded by an assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So as we say Zahum Bam Ho, they come and dissolve into us and become inseparable, and we experience non-dual bliss and emptiness. Zahum Bam Ho. They become non-dual. Again, light rays emanate from the syllable Bam at my heart, inviting the initiating deities. And I'll say this together. Please bestow on me the initiation. Om Sawar Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye Ahum. My body is filled, purifying all stains. The excess nectar overflows from my crown and transforms into Buddha Amitabha. So then we bless the offerings. Om Vajra Amrita Kandali Hana Hana Hum Pe. Om Sobhava Shido Sarvadharma Sobhava Shido Hum. The offerings become empty. And from empty, from eight Om syllables, appear spacious, extensive jeweled vessels, inside which the syllables Om transform into different offering substances, which are clear, unobstructive, and extensive as space. So now we can do our mudras. Om Argyam Ahum. Om Padyam Ahum. Om Pube Ahum. Om Dupe Ahum. Om Aloke Ahum. Om Gande Ahum. Om Nude Ahum. Om Shapta Ahum. You can ring the bell if you want. We'll do it when we get there. Now we make the offerings, and when you do the offerings, you have the lotus turning mudra. Om Aryatara Sapareware Argyam Padyam Pube Dube Aloke Gande New day, shabda, pratisa, hum, so, ha. That's all right. I just have an open mic. If you have a bell, you can ring it. Next time. I'm just imagining that because of this, myself and Aryatara, the one, myself, Aryatara, if we're doing that, and the Aryatara in the space in front completely experiences bliss and emptiness. And then we make the prostrations and praises. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence, the one who liberates from the eight worldly fears with Tutare, freeing from all illness with Ture, all the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings. I prostrate to the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. And then we visualize the eight-spoked wheel with the three or the five rims. And the center is the moon disk, is my own mind, is the white Tom. Encircled by Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ari Puni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Standing upright are the syllables, like pearls or like silver, and the moon is like the moon shining. And then just outside are outside the spokes, just outside the wheel, inside the spokes are the eight syllables, Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. And on the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om a a e e u u ri ri li li a l o o am a so ha. You could do that with me. And on the middle rim of the consonants, I arrange clockwise. Om ka 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 na cha 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 na cha 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 na cha 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 na pa 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 ma ya ra la wa sha sha sa ha sha so ha. And on the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising, arranged clockwise. Om Ye Dharma He Tu Prabhava He Tu Teshan Tathagata Hi Avada Teshan Chayo Niroda Evam Badi Mahashramaniye Soha. The seed syllable and all the letters of the mantras are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar stream forth from the letters. Now we're going to skip the bit about Amitabha and go and visualize. We'll get back to that. And we'll before we do the mantra recitation, we visualize the eggs of light. Oh, but first we visualize the white. They call it, I don't understand why they call it a wheel when it's really too big spokes, but anyway, we can visualize it. So we read, outside of myself is a white wheel made of space iron with space inside, like two hats joined together. The 10 spokes above, below, and in the 8 directions has very sharp points, turning clockwise, extremely fast speed, thereby cutting into pieces all obstacles. Tongues of flames of light rays burn and swirl, and thus all disturbing forces are completely burnt like feathers burnt in fire. Oh, I see. It's like in Yamantaka. So you have these two hats joined together, but in the middle are the 10 spokes of a wheel. Well, actually, there's only 8 spokes of the wheel, and there's one at the top and one at below, is why they call it 10 spokes. It's not described very well. And it's said in the commentary, the top is an om, the bottom is a ha. And I don't think we're going to worry about that right now. We have a lot to visualize already. We'll get to that in a few days. But just know that that's outside of ourselves protecting us. And then you can either read with me or you can just visualize. So this time with the first one, we visualize from the heart and the wheel and the mantras. The white light rays emanate, first filling my entire body, pacifying illnesses, disturbances, obscurations, spirit harms, all of our unwholesome imprints and past karmas, and all obstacles, to a healthy, long life. So first we just do it inside our own bodies. And then this light shines out through the pores of the body and form a white circle of light, bringing about the accomplishment of all peaceful activities. So at this point, I think it's like at the end of Vajrasattva, you just have strong faith and confidence that not only is it there, but also is the accomplishment of peaceful activities. And then yellow light rays emanate, filling my body, bringing about the increase of life, the positive potential, and the wisdom of hearing, contemplation, and meditation, and all the realizations of the path of enlightenment, as well as glories and riches, enjoyments, and everything that we need to accumulate, increasing. You can even think, you know, just inner peace, so that we have all the conditions for attaining enlightenment, like Shine. And then this radiates out and creates the second ring or wheel or whatever, egg of yellow light. And we feel very certain that we've accomplished increasing activities. And everything we need is coming to us. And at this point, you can already have someone in your heart, too, if you're thinking of someone who needs healing. And then next comes the red light rays, the controlling aspect, power and energy to bring the three worlds under my control, my subjugation. So think about everything that needs to be controlled in your own life. And the ability to skillfully control things around us. I would like to think of this probably as like skillful means, like skillful speech, like nonviolent communication and things like that. And I suppose controlling is a bit like discipline, you know, controlling our tendencies to not do the things we know we would like to do, like to be able to do. Bringing our low self-esteem under control and healing that, and our self-cherishing mind, our blinding delusions. Our uncontrolled speech and those kind of actions that happen with that. You know, we'd like to stop, but they're difficult to stop. That's all controlling these things. And then that then radiates out and forms the next orb of red light. We have confidence that we've generated the power of controlling, subjugating, and then dark blue rays endowing me with the power and energy to achieve all the activities of destruction, just completely obliterating our ignorance that holds things to exist from their own side, and all the karmic seeds that prevent us from realizing that, just burning them up, burning up our self-cherishing, self-preoccupation, all that ignorance is completely being destroyed by these dark blue light rays. You completely realize emptiness and have unbounding energy and the skillful means to benefit others. And then those light rays go outside of our body, and we develop the confidence that this power of destruction has been realized. And then green light rays fill up our body, bringing us all the power to accomplish everything we set our mind to without obstacle, giving us the wisdom of knowing how to go about accomplishing our goals and the energy to do it. And then that light rays go out and form the next layer of the orb around us. It's green. And then finally we have these magenta light rays, making all those activities of peace, increase, control, destruction, and activity completely stabilized. I suppose we could also feel we have stability in our meditation, so we can experience shine, you know, single-pointed concentration, completely stable, focused, concentrated mind. And then we go to the mantra recitation. And so for the mantra recitation, we recollect that on the crown is the Lord of the family, Amitayas. It says red here, but the commentary says he's actually white. And it has a reddish color. But we can visualize the nectar coming as red if we like. But it's white, but because he shines red light, it appears like red, but he's actually a white-colored body. With one face and two arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajra position. He's adorned at the heart with the red syllable free, from which hooks light ray, red, which hook like red rays of light emanate in all directions, collecting all of my life energies that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away, or scattered by human and non-human beings, as well as the essence of the five great elements, and the life energy and merits of all living beings, and the brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. All the wealth and goodness of existence and blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the Guru, the Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas are collected back in the form of nectars and rays of light of different colors and absorb into the vase in Amitabha's hands. By this absorption, the white nectar overflows and enters into my crown opening, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at my heart. From that, the rays of nectar flow down, filling my entire body, and my outer body is washed in the accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations. Illnesses, disturbances, and life obstacles are cleansed, and thus restoring my life energies, my merit, my broken vows and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. So you can see within that description are the what I spoke about in the discussion of bringing back lost life, years of your life, and the five elements. All the broken commitments are restored and bringing in more merit so that we have the causes of good health and long life. So you can do it one by one if you want, or you can just think it's all coming together, and we'll recite the mantra. We'll do 21 of the long, and then we'll take some time just reciting Tara's mantra. Om Tare Tu Tare Turi Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Turi Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Turi Mama Ayu Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare ture mama ar.
Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Punya Jana Pushtin Kuru Yesoha.
Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Aya. Om Jare Tujare Jure Soha. So then we'll dissolve the visualization. We can dissolve Amitayas into the front generation. And then Tara dissolves from above and down, top down and below up. She dissolves into the wheel at her heart, dissolves into the moon, into the tum, into the home, the drop of the home. And that comes to the crown of our head, and it's all the essence of all these powers of increased control and wrath and stability and activities and long life and health and all. Mostly it's realizing the union of bliss and emptiness. All those other things are just helpers. That comes to the crown of our head, and then comes down and merges with the time at our heart. And that wheel, that's also a cone, dissolves. And that dissolves into the outer magenta ring, orb, dissolves into the green one, which dissolves into the blue one, which dissolves into the red one, into the yellow one, into the white one, and all the flowers in between dissolving simultaneously. And that dissolves into ourselves. And then we dissolve into the wheel. And that dissolves slowly into the moon, into the tam. Dissolves into the home. Dissolves into emptiness. And like a fish jumping out of water, we arise either as Tara as ourselves. And we can ring the bell and recite the Vajrasattva mantra on page 14. Om Padmasattva Samaya Manupalaya Padmasattva Dinapatita Dijame Bhava Chitapaya Me Bhava Chitapaya Me Bhava Anuradha Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Vipayata Sarva Samadhisthane Hitanshi Anku Aho Bhagavan Sarva Chata Kata Vajra Nami Nisha Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Whatever mistakes I have made, we should say this all together. Whatever mistakes I have made because of not knowing or lacking ability or not finding the proper materials, please be patient with all of these. And then again, Oh Mariatara Sapare Vare Agyam Padyam Pube Dupe Aloke Gande, New Day, Shabda, Pratik. Go ahead, ring your bell. Shabda, I just want to have Shabda. And the praise. All the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of an extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and the supreme attainments to a great number of beings. I praise the one who is extremely white and holds an Upala in her hand. Then we read the dedication. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment, thus dedicating the roots of merit. And sealing with emptiness and rejoicing. Okay, that was a little more than an hour, that session. So I don't know if that was too long. Was that too long?
No.
So we can probably do our sessions then, right? I might read through the schedule. And the evening, we also have to offer the tormas, and that's going to probably take another 5 or 10 minutes. So we may just... we'll just see how it goes this evening. We still start at 7:30. But we might just go from 7:30 to 8:30, something like that, and then just take a quick stretch break and come back and do some relaxing meditation before we go to sleep. I think we'll do just 15 minutes, something like that. We'll see how it goes. Just, I've never done this retreat before, so I'm just sort of figuring out how to do it. So I appreciate your patience. Yeah, so we still have 10 minutes before dinner if anybody wants to ask a question, because I cut the discussion short.
I have a question for the dissolving. Yeah. I'm a little bit confused because first we dissolve the Tara, and then at one point we dissolve all the circle, and then it's like, and then we dissolve ourselves. So I was a little bit confused because it's the first time. So when we dissolve Tara, there is still ourselves.
Yeah, because we're dissolving the Tara in front of us. And I had a feeling that the people who aren't experienced wouldn't get this, so I knew we'd have to talk about it. But anyway, so what we do first is we dissolve the Tara in front of us, and then she comes into our head, especially if you're your ordinary body. You can just visualize that she comes, because we all have, whether we're deities or not, a subtle wind and mind at our heart. So you who are doing it as your ordinary selves, you just dissolve that, and you just imagine it goes right into the subtle wind and mind at your heart, you know, and just blessing you, just a powerful blessing, you know. And then after that, we go out to all the, because I think even, you know, even though you're an ordinary person, I'm just making this up, but I think it's okay for you to see yourself in these colors. You're not seeing yourself as a deity, you know, it just seems to me like a good thing to do. So, so, and you can see yourself in the protection too. So, so what it is, it's this, the whole visualization, like if we're Tara, we're on this wheel, you know, we're sitting on this wheel. We might just leave this out, but we're sitting on this giant wheel, and outside, and that giant wheel also, it's like a, things that go up like this. So it's got 8 spokes this way, and then 2 that go like this. And then, so the 2 that go like this is what forms the cone, you know, this one and this one. So from the outer spokes like that and like that, you know. And, I mean, if you want to get really complicated, at the ends of those wheels are little swords. And if you're really in trouble, you spin those swords and you imagine all the but we're not even going to worry about that this retreat, okay? We're just going to, you know, I think for us, we're just going to see ourselves in a cone, because it just adds too much, you know. And anyway, so we'll just dissolve that cone, you know, into us. And so as we do it, we're going to hit the magenta ones, and then the green ones, and then the blue ones, and then the white, not ones, but the white light, the red light, the yellow light, the white light, and then we just come into ourselves. And then what you're going to do, you're just going to imagine your whole body dissolving from top and below into that subtle wind and mind and your heart all the way down until you just have your subtle wind and mind, which is in the nature of bliss and emptiness, and then you stay there. Okay? Is that clear? Everybody clear? And we're, if you're Tara, it's no different, you know. You just have a little more complicated when you get to your heart. You've got to, you know, you've got the wheel. And so you can take the wheel very slowly. If you're visualizing all the rims, so you go, you know, next one, next, you know, the dependent arising mantra dissolves into the consonants, dissolves into the vowels, dissolves into the Om Tarji Tari Turi Soa, which dissolves into the, you know, moon that's got the white Tara's mantra in it. And then inside of that is the Tum, and inside the Tum is the Hung, and then we go all the way in. But I also think that for the purpose of this retreat, we can dispense with the consonants and all that stuff. You know, it just sounds like a lot of extra. I mean, if you want to do that, I'm sure there's more benefit, but you don't have to, you know. Or you can just kind of know they're there, but it's up to you, you know. I think because I don't think we should make it so complicated that it should be enjoyable, this practice, you know. I mean, one thing we have to do is make sure that it's just not a lot of work, you know. So the main thing we need to do is just try to stay relaxed and have a kind of playful attitude about it. And when we're reciting the mantra, I mean, I what was happening for me, I was kind of shifting. At first it was, you know, I was thinking about different people. You know, I was kind of, first I thought about this person, I know needs help, this person. So I kept doing that, you know, that's what I was doing. But it, like, the thing about this is it's kind of creative, so you can do it how you want. You know, if you wanted to, you could start with the first thing of just bringing in, you know, if you want to do it for yourself first, bringing in all the lost lifespan, you know, then you could spend, and if you're not well, you could do a lot of stuff with the five elements, you know, white, yellow, you know, you can do all the elements. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do it. You know, you could spend some time with the white elements coming in, because it's all coming into the crown of your head from Amitabha, you see. And if you're generating yourself, he's just right above the crown of your head, but if it's in front of you, it's still coming into the crown of your head and filling you with, you know, earth, water, fire, air, space, you know. So if your illness is to do with like bones and muscles and ligaments and tendons, that would be earth element. You know, if your illness is to do with the cardiovascular, you know, like blood, you know, like you have leukemia or, you know, that's water or something to do, you know, like you could do it like that, you know. And then earth, water, fire. If you have digestive problems, you know, you have poor digestion, you can see the fire coming in. Or if you're cold, you know, you heat up the fire element, you know. I think that might have something to do with blood pressure. You know, too much blood pressure sounds like a bit like too much fire, you know. And then air is all the wind diseases, lung and anxiety and depression. And that's all wind, air. And then space is just your ignorance. You know, the ignorance that causes this. And then, I mean, another way, if you want to get complicated, but I don't think we will, you could think of things like, you know, water's kidneys, and but I don't think we'll do it like that. So you can do it like that. Or you don't need to think that. You can just think earth, water, fire. It naturally would take care of itself, you know. And then you can think about, you know, all the lost merit, you know. So you bring in lots of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and all the merits of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and deities and yourself are pouring into you, you know. That's another one for the merits. And then the commitments. Oh, that was the commitments one. See, I don't even know this yet myself. The commitments one is that one. So what's the other one? Says it just says life, air, life, energies, and merits of all living beings to bring in your merit. But I think you could think about all the practices coming in, and then the gurus and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is for the commitments. But you know, and you can have this here, and you can read it if you need to, or you can just have faith that it's these things are happening, you know. But I mean, I would just make it as simple as possible. You know, what is what simply comes to you. You know, don't try to like get too involved in it, but just the main thing is to just have faith that it's happening and that and kind of what comes naturally and you know what. Concentrate on what comes, and then when your mind's distracted, go back maybe to try something else, or, you know, it's up to you how you do this. So, yeah, and just the main thing is to remember your bodhicitta motivation, you know. So, yeah. Any other questions?
Can I ask if the elements, if they're a particular element for cancer? What do you think?
You know, I think cancer is more like merit and spirit harm. So, and it would depend on the cancer that you have. You know, like, but I, for me, I would be all of them with cancer, you know. Like Earth, all of them. Because cancer also has, like, an emotional, spiritual element to it. Quite, I mean, they often say that, you know, that cancer is... you know, repressed emotions and things like that. So that would be space, you know. And yeah, so I would just work with all five colors with cancer. Okay. And also, I mean, I think this is actually really excellent for cancer because you could also then bring in what would be important, I would think, would be the lost lifespan so that the person can get over the cancer. You know, not let the cancer tip them, you know. And, yeah, I think all of them, you know, merit and, yeah. So, I would begin with the lost lifespan and then do all the five elements. Yeah. So, but, you know, Earth is a good one because Earth is all the organs, and but you know the organs have liquid in them too, you know, so I think it's everything. Okay. Anybody else? And it's about time for dinner.
So a experienced practitioner, you seem to be you a rest in the bliss and emptiness. An experienced person would actually feel all that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine it at mm-hmm. this point.
That's okay. Everything starts in imagination. And all it takes is purification, accumulation,
yeah.
requesting, dedicating, and then you begin to have the feeling. Yeah. But it's good to remember times when you're happy to think about bliss, you know, or think about, you know, your sexual experiences or... But, you know, being on top of a mountain and how good you feel or... I don't know what makes you happy, you know. But it's good to think about times when you're happy, you know. And then you can... Then, okay, who's happy? You know? I'm happy. Well, where's the I that's happy? And then you have bliss and emptiness, you see? It's your baby bliss and emptiness. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's something to work with. Yeah. Okay. We'll get back at 7:30 and we'll get this schedule sorted out in the next day or so. And yeah. Oh, we should bless the food. Om Ah Hum Ha Ho Kri. Om Ah Hum. Ha ho kri. Om ah hum ha ho kri. Ho. At Dharma Chakra center of the heart, indestructible subtle wind and mind, inseparable with supreme merit field, gurus, assemblies, mindfield, deities. To you we offer desire enjoyments of this circle of magnificent soak. Please take by being pleased and satisfied in state of uncontaminated bliss.
Grant us the holy body, speech, and mind. Please grant blessings to achieve in this life. Mahamudra, profound Vajra Yoga, inseparable with method and wisdom.
Okay, so I'll see what the mighty chefs have cooked up for dinner. And it's good if you don't eat too much in the dinner, because then you're much less sleepy in the meditation time. So, yeah. I'm going to take this schedule upstairs and work on it. We won't make Beth the redo one. We'll still have all dinner and everything at the same time. But. Oh, I forgot my drink.